5 days after a massive earthquake leveled parts of the Indian state of Gujarat, relief workers are concentrating their efforts on the survivors. Thousands of people have fled the quake zone, or they're spending their days and nights outside, fearing aftershocks. Concern about disease and inadequate food supplies are rising, and reports from Gujarat state speak of fights over available foodstuffs and looting. NPR's Eric Weiner is in Gujarat's largest city, Ahmedabad. Estimates of the number killed continue to increase. Any idea what the final death toll is likely to be?
That's very difficult to say, Bob. There's really quite a wide range of estimates here. Today, India's Defense Minister, George Fernandez, predicted that the final death toll could reach as high as 100,000 people. Now, local officials here in the state of Gujarat say that number is too high. They're sticking to their original estimate of 15,000 to 20,000 people killed. Now, the reason it's so difficult to get an accurate number is that rescue workers are really only now reaching the more remote areas, the places that have been hardest hit by this earthquake. What we do know is that whatever the final casualty count is, this is already the worst natural disaster of any kind to strike India in half a century.
Are they still finding survivors?
They are, up until very recently, which is quite remarkable, considering that, as you said, it's been almost 5 days now since the earthquake first struck. But using sniffer dogs and very sensitive vibration sensors, rescue workers have been able to save two young boys and a 90-year-old woman within the past 24 hours. The woman, incidentally, was apparently protected by an old sewing machine, which had prevented concrete slabs from falling on her. These stories, though, are growing quite rare. In fact, it is mostly dead bodies that are being pulled out of the rubble. In fact, some rescue teams say they may call it quits as early as tomorrow.
What about relief efforts?
In a word, slow. Food, water, and medicine are all desperately needed, especially in the hardest hit areas near the city of Bhuj, which was only about 12 miles from the epicenter of this quake. Total chaos is how the Times of India described the relief effort in today's newspaper. That's beginning to change slowly. There are more relief planes and more relief workers converging on really the hardest hit areas. India's Prime Minister, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, has toured the region. He called it a massive tragedy, which is clearly a massive understatement, and he's promised to speed up relief efforts. One of the things that's really needed, actually, is shelter, simply tents and blankets and that sort of thing. There are tens of thousands of people who have been sleeping out in the open. They're afraid to go back into their apartment buildings, especially if they're more than 4 or 5 stories high. These buildings have been damaged to some degree. No one knows for sure how much, and people are afraid they could collapse. There have been 200 aftershocks since the quake first struck. Everyone here is pretty jumpy, I have to say. Even patients in a hospital, I saw them today sitting outside on the grounds of the hospital with their IV drips, and I asked them why, and they said they'd rather take their chances outside than inside and risk having the building collapse on them should there be another quake.
What sort of aid is getting to the stricken area from overseas?
Well, at first, very little. In fact, in the first 24 to 48 hours, India simply refused to accept any international assistance. This is a very proud country with a real history of self-reliance, what they call Swadeshi. And India in the past has often rebuffed offers for international assistance during times like this. But there's been a big change of heart now. In fact, there are now relief workers here from at least half a dozen countries, from France, Israel, Britain, Switzerland, and even Pakistan. India's longtime rival is sending help. Pakistani Air Force C-130 cargo planes sending about 13 tons of relief supplies, including tents and blankets. That's quite remarkable, considering that India and Pakistan have fought 3 wars. There's no love lost between these two countries, and I think the fact that India is now willing to accept help from Pakistan tells you that this is really a disaster of enormous proportions, one that Indian officials now concede they can't possibly cope with on their own.
NPR's Eric Weiner in Ahmedabad, India.